Callaway on the rise. Would like to welcome to the airwaves. Hey, this is a guy I know you've seen on TV at some point doing something because he's been there forever, his whole life.
And on my wall.
And on Stacey's wall. Like to welcome to the airwaves. It is Scott Baio. Hey, Scott, good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
Man, so what is it like for you, stay saying that, and you know, I mean, come on, you can relate. You run into fans who had you on their wall.
You know you were on my wall.
You know.
Right?
You felt it.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. He's uncomfortable now. But yeah, I mean, how many?
No. I get that a lot. It's awesome. I mean, how cool is that for somebody to say that to anybody? Yeah, you were on my wall when I was a little girl, and now I watch this new show. I'm like, really?
Yeah.
I think it's fantastic.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, you've got fans that grew up with you and now are like, cool, he's back.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've had an amazing life, a charmed life. God has been good to me. And, I mean, I can't complain about anything. I love doing this. I love doing Seed Dad Run. Actually, it's the most fun I've ever had. And life is good.
Awesome.
Well, good.
I love to hear that.
Hey,
you know?
We need to ask you, though, about, the show when you were on with Happy Days and all that. There is, of course, clothing that, you see stuff like you hear about Fonz's jacket and that sort of thing being in, like, the Smithsonian and they've got a statue of him in Milwaukee and all that. Is that, do you remember, did you keep anything from back in the day, from Happy Days, any of that? Anything from the set or clothing? Because,
yeah.
We said earlier about you wearing stuff that was sleeveless. And we thought, a lot of people want to show off the guns. Well, you had them there, and
yeah.
That was cool.
Yeah, and I had little spaghetti arms.
Yeah.
I think I have something. I don't know where. It's probably in a box somewhere. Because I know that when we were doing the last season, we started taking pieces of the set. I don't remember what I took. It's been since 1983. Three or four.
Yeah.
And I got something somewhere, but I don't have any wardrobe. I have a jacket. I have a jacket. And I think that's about, what one? I have that Chinese looking, was it Chinese or Japanese?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, yes.
You do. Oh, man.
I have that satin one. I have that somewhere.
Awesome.
Scott, you actually influenced radio people because radio people would go get radio station jackets that look just like that jacket.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the really? Satin kind of looking
yep.
jacket.
Yep.
Yeah.
Wow, yeah. I'm so proud of that.
See, a fashion statement right there.
No, very awesome.
Yeah. So, hey, can you tell us a little bit about, now, the new show, whole different ball of wax here now. Scott Baio, you're going to see him return to TV with Sea Dad Run, and this is going to be on Nick at Night. Talk about the show.
Sundays at 8? Sunday at 8 p.m. In your town, do you know?
Yeah,
it's going to be 7 o'clock our time on Nick at Night.
7 o'clock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
7 o'clock, Nick at Night. Well, the simple story, first of all, it's a very good traditional family sitcom that you can watch with your kids. You won't be offended by anything like everything on television seems to be doing now. And it's about a television actor, very big television star, who retires. He was America's number one dad on television. He goes home, and he doesn't know really his kids or how they work. And it's a guy just trying to get through the day as a pampered, coddled television star who thinks he could just walk through his family and get everything done by the snap of his fingers, and it's all okay, and somebody will always bail him out. And that's pretty much what the show's about. It's a guy who's not dumb, but a guy who doesn't really know the proper procedures in life.
Ah, all right. So like Kanye West decides to stay home with his kids, right?
Yeah, just like that.
Right.
Exactly.
Oh, love it.
Yeah, because you, your character probably used to have people, right?
He's had people to do everything. In fact, one of the people that used to do things for him lives with him now because he didn't have a job after I quit the TV show. So, yeah, he still has a guy doing something for him. But he's game. He wants to do things with his kids, but he always defaults to, yeah, I'll get somebody to do it. Don't worry about it. It's okay.
Oh, what a life.
Oh, that'll be so fun. Scott, this is going to be great to see. And then, as far as doing the show, is you want to do a little name dropping and everything like that? Every so often, obviously, you're going to have people on the show that we're going to see and we're going to go, oh, wait. Yeah, because that happens on Nick at Night, it seems like a lot, is that if you have seen people on TV before, on other shows, they find a way to get to Nick at Night.
Yeah, they do.
They do.
Yeah, the one that I'm happiest about was we had, and it was turned out to be just a fantastic week, was Gary Marshall was on.
How about
and
that?
I'm sorry?
I was going to say, how about that?
Yeah.
It was just fantastic. The guy is the guy's amazing, and his son Scott actually directed the episode that Gary was on. So we that was a great week. We had Ted McGinley on, who was on Happy Days with me. We had him on a couple of shows. We almost just on last Sunday, I think. This coming season, God, you know, guys, we finished 20 episodes. I'm trying to think of who the heck is on, and they go by so quickly.
Yeah, it's
yeah,
a blur.
They do.
Yeah,
they do. That's okay.
It really is, and I there's other people coming up, and I God help me, I can't remember.
Hey, that's okay.
Oh, we got, you know who's on the show too? Who's on fairly regularly? It's Bernie Coppell.
Oh, hey.
Oh,
you know, Bernie. He
yes.
was in Love Boat.
Yes.
And he plays my wife's co-star in her soap opera that's in the show.
Oh, funny.
Hey, speaking of wife, is that your wife in the background?
Of background of what?
That's
my real wife and kid in the background.
You didn't just rent her, or she's not an actress. Yeah, they're just doing your radio tour.
Background, I thought maybe you were watching a clip or you had a picture or something.
No, you've been getting a little help in the interview. Somebody back there knows more than you do, it sounds like. It's awesome. See, behind every great man is a great woman.
See?
Right?
Yeah, they're both laying in bed watching Nickelodeon, actually.
All right, see, there you go.
So are we all in bed with Scott Baio then? Is that what you're saying?
Mm.
No. Oh, that would have been good, though. No, but yeah. I wanted to give them to not hear me.
all right. That's good.
Scott, you're awesome.
Hey, Scott, good luck with the new show, and you're going to find it on Nick at Night, Sunday night, 7 o'clock our time here, and See Dad Run, name of the show, with Scott Baio. You rock. Way to go, man.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.